Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got it!
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Welcome to Travis Radio, live from Radio Row here at the George R. Brown Convention Center and Super Bowl week here in your favorite city of H-Town. Before we get to Travis Radio in the remote control driven living room of Travis Johnson's world, we'd like to get you some of the thoughts of the day. One of the big things is Major League Baseball ordering the St. Louis Cardinals top two picks in the 2017 draft, as well as $2 million in cash, be awarded to the Houston Astros.
Wow.
After all of that, that internet gate, whatever you want to call it, when
the
Cardinals
gate?
Were hacking in. They've now been hacked out of $2 million and two draft picks. The announcement coming Monday, MLB completed its investigation of the breach of the Astros baseball operations database by former Cardinals employee scouting director Chris Correa. Correa will be placed on the permanently ineligible list, effective immediately, as per the order of MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. The $2 million to be paid within 30 days. So with that being said, maybe they can get another starting pitcher.
No, not only another starting pitcher, but the top two draft picks. That's a first and second round pick right now. But here's my question: didn't Correa used to work for the Astros, correct?
Yes.
So why is it that it's not his fault that y'all didn't change the passwords when he left?
Well, evidently they were very predictable for the way that he was able to tap in. But at the same time, it's still a no-no. It's still a federal offense.
Not really. If I already have access, I don't know how federal offense.
But you don't have access to their accounts, which is what he was tapping into, personal accounts.
Well, yeah, but
just making the point.
Yeah,
there,
you're right. Yeah, that's a very true statement. But my whole question is, man, this is a game changer right now.
Kirsten, what numbers were those picks? You had them earlier. Yeah, the first round and the second round pick of the Cardinals, though. So obviously, those are going to be two good picks, guys that you can again put into your farm system to make it even deeper. As it's already become one of the deeper farm systems in MLB.
So it's pick 56 and 75.
Those are nice picks to have.
Those
man.
Are very nice picks to have. I mean, those are two picks in the top.
I said that twice, Will.
In the top two rounds. So 56 is at the 56 is at the bottom of the second, and 75 is the middle of the third. If I'm correct, right?
Well, because there's not 56
right.
teams in the
yeah,
MLB.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but it's not about right. But those are where you get some.
So
great
it looks
pitching.
Like the good keeps getting better for the Astros if they can capitalize in that way, get those two picks along with what they've been able to stockpile and do. Those are good things. So
do you think they trade those two picks for a higher? Do they trade those picks for a first round pick?
They're assets, right? And as we all know in this town, that is a term that is used with most general managers. And whether they use those assets to actually draft players that they will grow within their farm system, or they use them to turn around and try and get a guy already at the major league level.
Of course.
Those are the kind of things that Jeff Luhnow likes to have, he needs. Jeff Luhnow gets all the credit in the world, by the way, because of the fact that he has replenished what was a depleted farm system. And he has gotten this team, after enduring some tough seasons and 100-plus losses, into a position where the time is now and should be the time for the next couple of years from a competing for a World Series title type situation. Sports Illustrated picked to this year would be the year, and they're not going to fall back on that and just say that they're not going to try and live up to that. The roster looks great. We talked about starting pitching is still a possible need, but overall that team looks like it's ready to roll. You and I are both excited for baseball season.
Oh, no question. Now, you know, it's funny is me and Dallas were having a conversation the other day.
Keuchel, for those people that don't understand your name dropping.
Me and Keuchel were having a conversation the other day about how prepared he is and how much, you know, his health is now. And, you know, he's basically back in good health. And to see a guy who was a Cy Young winner a season and a half ago to now come back fully healthy, and along with the other guys that they have on staff. We talk about Altuve, you talk about Correa, you talk about George, you talk about all these guys that are young guys that can make an impact in the Major League Baseball. The Astros are poised to make a run at the pennant. And
I like the addition to McCann.
No question.
Because you take a veteran now in that locker room to kind of add and complement the young guys. And I think they've really done a lot to fortify where they had holes in the lineup. Like you said, that core group that I wouldn't touch for anything to break up because of the fact that I think you keep that core together, you're going to compete each and every year. It's been a job that Jeff Luno and his staff has done, really focused on, along with rebuilding the farm system. I think both jobs have been mission accomplished to this point.
Oh, no question. I mean, both jobs have been great. When you think about everything that the guys have done to put together a team, that is yours. You got gum on top, right?
Yeah, but please don't just keep going.
Yeah, but they'd be all right, man. We bringing them into the living room. We have this real conversation. But you know, I'm excited for everything that they've done over there, because through all the adversity, they've kept building, and with the young talent, they've started to put this young talent together. The young talent seems like they like each other. You know, when you look today, and I think Altuve posted something on Instagram where these guys are having like a random pickup baseball game. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, to me, that's big time. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited for baseball season with the Astros. If you don't have season tickets already, go get them, because I think it's going to be a real exciting season.
Well, that's something that you're not getting paid for this week, in a week when you're getting paid for just about everything you do. So with that being said, we're watching the monitor while we were in commercial break. The Patriots have landed. Tommy Terrific is already getting his bags, actually carrying one himself, which is rare. But he's on the ground, and you said something that was very interesting to me. I thought the listeners would find interesting. When you were checking out universities, your host at the University of Michigan was none other than
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
It was Tom Brady and Justin Fargus.
Justin Fargus, whose dad was Huggy Bear and Starsky and Hutch.
He's also my best friend from high school. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Tom Terrific, was he the party goer that wanted to see
Tom had, you know, what's funny is when I think about the guys who hosted me, when I go back and I think about the Carson Palmers, the Tom Brady's, the T. Martins, and the Dante Stallworths, and who was it? Freddie Mitchell at UCLA.
I don't like Freddie.
You know, that's
Mitchell,
your guy. You know,
I don't like 4th and 20. You know, that bothers me.
And Freddie was always a good friend. Freddie actually took me to Playboy Mansion. I was 16 years old. Freddie was the first one to take me to Playboy Mansion. But Tom, on my visit,
that's pretty solid. The Playboy Mansion. Yeah, you know, we're not going to go to a movie. We're not going to go to a party.
No,
I'm going to take you to the Playboy Mansion.
But you know, the thing is, this is before my visit. So you know, I used to always go down there because UCLA was close to my house. We live in Oak Park. And for the most part, for people who don't know where UCLA is and they think it's Westwood, UCLA is basically on the border of Westwood and Bel Air.
It is the most beautiful campus on the planet.
It
I didn't go there, but my wife did. And the Rockets used to practice there. It is phenomenal.
And the greatest part is, so I used to always go there. My brother-in-law was the dean at one of the schools there at one point. And so I used to go over there. Like, I used to get out of school, especially like the year after I got kicked off and quit the basketball team at the same time. I used to go down there and hang out after I got done with school, waiting on my sister to get done with her sport at the time. And I literally used to love it, for the simple fact is I got to go around there and hang out with all the guys. So I mean it was my first offer. Them in Michigan offered me as a freshman in high school. So but I used to come around, and Freddie was around, so Freddie used to pick me up, man, for my sister's, my brother-in-law's office.
Freddie Mitchell takes a high school kid to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, because Freddie was like that at the time. You got to remember, there's no NFL teams in Los Angeles at the time. So when you think about NFL
plus
teams,
he was a good receiver.
He was a great receiver. When you think about NFL receiver, when you think about NFL franchises, and you think about Los Angeles at the time. The Lakers were still playing pretty good ball. Lakers were championship basketball. The USC Trojans weren't anything. UCLA had beaten.
Did you bathe in the brothel? Or whatever they call that?
The grotto.
The grotto. There you go.
I didn't bathe in it. I did go.
You dabbled in it?
I dabbled in it a little bit. I had my skibbies on. But, you know.
How long?
Huh?
How long did they stay on?
Hey, man, you asking the wrong question,
I'm
man.
Just asking a question. Inquiring minds want to know.
Hey, you asked the wrong question. You know, the statue on statutory rape is I don't think there is.
I don't want to talk about that statue, and I don't want to talk about your statue, but I just asked a simple question.
You know, I don't want anybody to get arrested on my behalf because they took me to have a good time. But you know,
popcorn can do that. Just have your popcorn ready.
But it was a phenomenal. My experience in high school was probably second to none. You know what I mean?
I don't have any reason to doubt you based on what I've heard. Not just today, but in the long time that I've known you, the things that you have shared with me.
My trip to USC was so gangster.
But let's get back to Brady for a second,
okay.
Though, because you know now Tommy's Mr. Clean Cut, Mr. Endorsement Guy, Mr. Giselle, Mr. All That. When he's hosting you, is he partying it up?
Oh yeah, we had a party at his house. He had a party that day. It was a lot of women at the party. It was a nice party.
Think back when he hosted you, right?
He's actually about to come out in the draft that year.
And which was what, seventh round?
Yeah, the sixth round. So he's about to come out in the draft that year when I took my visit. Normally he wouldn't host any freshmen, but any guys coming in, normally they wouldn't even give you with a guy who's about to leave. But the thing is, I took my unofficial at that time.
Okay.
And Coach Hoke wanted me to have a great time. And Justin, he still was having the issues with his ankle and all that stuff. He said, "I'm putting you with Tom," and it was a great time. And I couldn't ask for a better host. Only one better was Carson. Now Carson might have been the best host ever.
That right?
Oh no question.
And why would that be?
Well, Carson was married to Carson actually married Fargus's cousin on the white side.
Oh really?
Yeah. So Carson married to Fargus.
He's still married to her, right?
Yes,
because I've met him in Tahoe. Because Carson's a great dude.
Yeah, great dude.
Now, the reason why I bring that up, too, with Carson is because of the fact that now the rumor's coming out today, he might be done.
He might be. I haven't put a phone call into him yet to find out. But, Carson, we've known each other since we were – I had to be at the time, I think I was a sophomore, Carson senior year. We've known each other since probably when I was in eighth grade. And so Carson really the visit there was – he got game worthy. And I couldn't trade in for the world. We always – every time I see him – we always have a good laugh about how when we were young, man. It just was it was phenomenal. Just live that lifestyle at that time.
So, we'll get to more of this because I want to get your thoughts on Carson Palmer because this could be a landing spot for Tony Romo. I think with all is said and done, the first thing that came to my mind, other than the fact that Carson's a great dude and I hope he does what's right for him in terms of his long-term health. But if he goes in Arizona, I don't think there's any doubt that Tony Romo's landing spot becomes A1 going to Arizona before Denver even comes into the picture. So we'll get to that in a minute. Right now I want to tell you a little bit about Gallery Furniture, my man Mattress Mac. Look, we could tell you about the Macropedic mattresses. We could tell you all about all the different 2-for-1 recliner options and all the different things you got going on. This is the week of the big game. You want your man cave to look a little bit better, to seat a little nicer, to be able to have people come over instead of always going, "Honey, where are we going to watch the game? Trap, where are we going to watch it?" Because my spot isn't going to be good enough to host that many people, and that TV's a little small, and those sofas aren't too comfortable, and that spring hits you right where it's already sprung. You go to Gallery Furniture. Max sits right at the front desk at the I-45 Tidwell Parker location. He makes sure you're taken care of. It's all American made, whether it's the dining room tables and chairs, whether it's the recliners that I talk about, whether it's the living room furniture, but most importantly this week, it's the furniture for the man cave, for that special spot where you're going to watch the game on Sunday. Go see Gallery Furniture, a leather seating, special ordered upholstered furniture made to fit your home theater system. You get it all at Gallery Furniture. Best of all, they have three locations on Grand Parkway and Highway 99 at Westheimer and Post Oak in the Galleria, and the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. There's no back order slips, and Mac doesn't just say it, he believes it, and they deliver, which means you buy today, you get it tonight. Make sure you stop out and get your furniture at Gallery Furniture right now.
This is Sprint Week. This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank and Travis Johnson from Radio Row. Thanks to the good folks at Sprint and, of course, the mighty Gal Media engine that does provide us with ESPN 97.5, amongst others. Fred and AJ are already in the building. They are going to be ready for the Blitz coming up here at the top of the hour. Before we get to that, Trav, I was doing a little research, and thanks to our man Barry, who is checking out information and tweeting it out. The Cardinals did not have their first round
because
they surrendered it when they got Dexter Fowler from the Cubs.
The funny part is when Dexter Fowler used to actually be here. So
here in Houston. Yeah, so he's part of the mix in the irony that is this deal. But if you missed it, the Astros getting the top two draft picks still remaining – for the Cardinals in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft, and $2 million in cash as compensation for the entire internet gate that happened between the Cardinals and the Houston Astros. The pick awarded, 75th pick overall, a competitive balance round selection. They're now going to make their first selection. The Cardinals will be at 94. So, therefore, the Astros are going to have 15, 53, and 91 already. They also acquire 75 and, what did we say, 53 and 75 along with 15 and 91.
So here's my question is, now Oh Boy is also banned for life.
From baseball. Right. And he was still facing some kind of jail time.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I wonder if the Cardinals should have known. Hey, Nick, that's a great picture you got there. Did you just take that picture? You look like Aaron Hernandez in that picture.
Dude, you are like the incredible racquetball that won't stop bouncing around changing directions on me.
That's the crown I had before I came on. But
and it wasn't something you put on your head? You,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it's
I get
put
it.
In my cup.
Thanks. Yeah.
But, no, you know, I wonder if he I mean, he go jail or does he go – I mean, end of the day, now he's like Pete Rose. I wonder if he's worse than Pete Rose right now. I mean, he was never going to be a Hall of Famer, but to be banned forever from the game of baseball, that's extreme. For something where,
but I mean, it's different with a guy like Pete Rose because of his playing accomplishments and then the fact that he was gambling on baseball as a manager. I still believe Pete Rose as a player belongs in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
This guy's Hall of Fame material in any way, shape, or form, so it's a different story. But, yeah, you're going to be finding a job in the financial world or somewhere else where you can crunch numbers.
And
you never know.
Touch you.
The genius GM at the big Sequoia may need another number crunch, and he may like the way he does business, might be able to slide him in.
No question. Hopefully he does. That'd be. I mean, he's banned from baseball. He's not banned from football. I mean, from basketball.
That's exactly right. So there's the kind of thing that you could possibly bring in, reel in, and do something with, without question, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you pick a whole other sport and they get you in the.
Yeah, just keep talking.
But I'm saying you're gonna give me the gesture. You might as well keep on. But no, I mean, he can go to a whole bunch of different jobs, and it's. I think he can get somewhere in another sport if somebody gives him the opportunity.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But at the same time, the guy got what he deserved. I mean, as we talked about before the break, you have to absolutely make sure that's punishable. It's not just draft picks and cash.
Yeah.
The guy screwed up big time. So that's to the Astros' benefit. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But, again, more picks for, as I mentioned, and James tweets in, the guy's in federal jail now for 5 years. So we got 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. So now if that's true, we can look into that. But there you go. So there's it says don't. Crime doesn't pay, Travis.
I wonder how he got caught.
Crime doesn't pay. You wonder how he got caught, and then you wonder about how many people know how to do how many things when they can change an election.
Yeah, of course.
People can do everything. They can figure everything out on the internet.
They can.
Therefore, your porn schedule is not just between you and the porn. There are people everywhere that know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing, what you're doing. See? This is what I'm talking about. You think it's just you and the Big Johnson, and when you figure it out, when it's all said and done, there's more people than you ever want to dream about that knows exactly what you're doing, when you're doing it.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, so there you go. So enjoy that. We're sitting here on Radio Row. We're talking about a lot of things. Monday is a day that everybody says you don't want to be a part of Radio Row. There's not enough guests. There's a lot of just riffraff. Not a lot of things happening going on. We've proved the opposite to you. And Granato said it earlier, and I totally agree. The stories that we've been able to get out of the people that are here, we weren't on those press time schedules. So people were able to relax and just kind of open up and tell stories, thanks to you in part, Travis, before you got silly on me.
We got
in depth with some people and got some stories out of some people, and you had some connections to some people that were really cool.
Oh, man.
And I'll say this again, Rudy Rudiger from Notre Dame was the inspiration for the movie Rudy.
Yeah.
As well as Anthony Munoz, who in himself is just a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play
the game. No question.
But the fact that you came up with his son and you guys had that connection, I felt like that was something that the listeners wouldn't have gotten anywhere else, and I thought that was good radio. So that's the kind of neat things you get when you're here at Radio Row, and it is a who's who. And as you look around the room, there's constantly a buzz of people doing things and people doing shows and names that you recognize, faces you see. So it's a very cool environment. I know a lot of people sometimes can be critical of the fact that, you know, hey, for one reason or another, I don't like hearing this guy promote that thing. But overall, it's been great, and it's just the first day.
But my whole thing is, why do people hate when people promote stuff? Like, that's the only reason to come to Radio Row. Everybody doesn't want to come here and talk about the game. After a while, you get tired of talking about, the Patriots versus
Atlanta.
Okay, so
where are you on this whole two-week thing? Like, you know, the conference championships are over and you get 2 weeks.
It should be 2 weeks.
You like 2 weeks instead of one?
Because it's fair. Because at the end of the day, you give everybody a chance to recuperate. You give everybody a chance to heal. And as long as, and then they got to do it, especially with them putting the Pro Bowl in between. Even though they used to do Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl, I still believe that 2 weeks is big time for the actual game. Because if they don't do it, imagine how many guys don't play in Super Bowls.
I was going to say, so you've highlighted several times about how valuable it is to just make the postseason and how a lot of guys take it for granted and then realize as they get a couple years in that if they made it once or if they haven't made it yet, that those opportunities are few and far between. You capitalize, you maximize, and at the same time, with the two teams that have earned the right to play in the big game, the 2 weeks allows them enough time so that there were injuries incurred throughout the way that at least both teams can be considered as close to full strength as they can be.
And not just that, it also gives opportunity for guys to plan their week for their family and guys to plan their let's get stuff done. You know what I mean? Like thing is, everybody looks at it as like, oh, these are all these superstars, all these big-time NFL guys. But going to Super Bowl, it's not just a individual affair. It's a family affair. Mm-hmm. So now I got to figure out, because they give me 15 tickets. So now I got to figure out, how do I get my family, the ones that I'm going to let use tickets, how do I get them
so
to where they're going?
Each player in the game
gets
15
tickets?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I mean, not just two?
No, each player that plays in the game gets 15. He's allowed to buy up to 15
tickets.
No, they don't give them any tickets.
You don't get any comps?
No.
Because in the NBA, you got two in every arena and every city that you're in.
No, not for the Super Bowl.
Now, I say that, coaches and players.
They allow you to buy 15 tickets.
Wow.
So everybody buys their allotment of 15 tickets. They use you, because all you do is use your check from the week before to cover
your playoff money.
Your playoff money from the week before to cover your ticket price.
So if Travis Johnson's playing in the Super Bowl this week and you buy your 15 tickets, is that enough? Or not even close?
No, it's enough, because I wouldn't even need that much. You know what I mean? Because, to be honest, I'll probably sell half of them.
I was going to say, I knew that was coming.
I'll probably sell half of them, but it's enough because outside of my wife and kids, and maybe a couple baby mamas wouldn't even let my two older ones come anyway. You know, they want to be trifling, so that's how it is. But
this is where you don't get this anywhere else. This is like the Real House Husbands of Houston meets NFL football. Please continue.
I'm just saying, they might not allow my kids to come. So if they don't allow them to come, then it'd just be my mother, my father, and my three with my wife and my wife. And then it'd be after that.
But as I know and have met, you do have family here in town. They would be knocking on the door. They would be texting you. Uncle Trapp would be letting the nieces in, right?
No. Heck no. Why?
It's a once in a lifetime.
It's a once in a lifetime they can watch on TV. You're gonna cost me. I could sell them tickets for four, five, six times what they're worth before I give them to my 9 year old niece that doesn't know what's going on. She don't. No, I'm not wasting that ticket.
Now, I've
give
seen
to business
you generously
partner.
Buy her Jordans when they first came out.
I didn't buy her those Jordans. Remember, I bought her a different shoe. I told you I refuse. I'm not. I'm like my daddy. I'm not. If it costs more than $50 for some shoes, you're not getting them.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, speaking of the cheap of the cheap, John Granato is standing by at a sprint on Westheimer, and John is enjoying some of the benefits that we all are of being here. He's been here earlier in the day, and now he's moving around town as we all are going to be making appearances throughout the week for sprint on ESPN 97.5. So, John, bring it to us. How's everything going there on the at the sprint store on Westheimer?
Well, I'm on my way at 4 to 5. So
are you driving, John? Because you know how unsafe that is.
Are you Oiler fans? And somebody tweeted me today, said, well, should we bring stuff for Ray to sign? And I said, absolutely, that's the idea here. So get your gear together, be it Aggie gear or be it Oiler stuff or NFL stuff, whatever you want to do. But Ray Childress is a legend, an Aggie legend. He was JJ before JJ. Okay, this is how big this guy is. And he's huge, and if you've never met him before, nicest guy. Great guy. So we're going to be at the sprint on 5656 Westheimer. It's right there at Chimney Rock. Easy to get to. So come on over and hang out with us. And Sprint has got a great deal going on with the Samsung GS7, which is a wonderful phone. And they also got, of course, the unlimited data, text, and talk plan right now. So you can talk to one of the great people over there about that. We got this event today from 4 until 5. I want you to come tomorrow. A.J. Bouye. We're going to be on Tomball Parkway. So we want you to come on out and hang out with us from 4 to 5 tomorrow with A.J. Bouye. Try to convince him to stay with the Houston Texans because we need him. But it is the time. It's Super Bowl time, and you got to do something. You want to meet Ray Childress? You want to hang out with Ray Childress, talk Aggie football, talk Oiler football, whatever you want to do, or current football. Dude is up to date on everything. Come on out, 5656 Westheimer, the Sprint store, and make sure that you talk to him about that unlimited plan and about that Samsung GS7 Edge.
John, you committed two violations during this phone call. One, you're committing a moving violation, because I know that even though you have the app for Starbucks, you're still talking on a phone while driving a motor vehicle. And two,
yep,
you should be very well aware of the fact that before there was a JJ, there was a Trap J, and the man that made 99 famous is sitting next to me. And then there's a Ray J, and I think that's a video that you've watched several times with Kim K. But
ain't
I'm not
Brandy's
sure.
Brandy's brother?
Yeah, but I'm not sure about the overall introduction of the legendary Ray Childress.
It's a little different. I don't know if you know the difference between Ray Childress and Travis Johnson.
Oh, I do. That's why we should have had the ABC 13 cameras on, John, because his faces he was making were priceless at that point.
They were priceless. But Ray Childress was a big, strong white guy. Travis Johnson, big, strong not. So
that's racist,
Travis. There's nothing I can do about that.
You feel that?
Hey, no, you know what? I'm okay with it, though. I'm really okay with it.
You're okay with it because you're playing pocket pool right now on your phone, which is just what John was talking about. At Sprint, you can get the greatest phone.
Do we get free phones?
You can
get
the
there?
7. You can do the. John, thanks for joining us. You see
what I'm dealing with here.
This is
John,
Travis Radio.
John, ask the people when we get over here, are we allowed to get free phones? One.
Well, I think just the ESPN 97.5 people who have their names on the show, and as I understand, it's just the Joel Blank show, and everyone.
Oh, yeah, it
there,
is.
So
dang. Well,
membership has its privileges, John. Membership has its privileges. We understand. So John Granato's going to be there right there at Chimney Rock in Westheimer, the Sprint store. Stop on in. He's going to have Ray Childress with him. He's going to be there for an hour. You stop in. You not only check out those guys, get some selfies, get some autographs. As John said, if you want to bring something in from the Oiler A&M days, do that. And then while you're there, check out the great plans at Sprint. Sprint is a fantastic sponsor of us here on Radio Row and everything doing on ESPN 97.5. Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, Nick Sciarra is here, but in spirit only, as his presence is being felt throughout the room, throughout the week. This is Nick Week, and Nick picks a plenty, because Nick is making sure that he is a mover and a shaker, and his presence has been felt, especially by Rudy's girl. Did you see that? Rudy's, do we call them a handler?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she gave him the number.
I saw that.
She was geeked about it. She was like,
yeah. There's the music we need.
Hey, she was like, hey, Sciarra, can I call you Ra? And then I was like, yeah, you can call him Sciarra.
Nick, Travis actually told her your porn name and your middle name while your back was turned. He did. I'm just letting you know. There's a microphone right in front of you. I noticed you're not reaching for it, but he did actually make contact in that way.
Med Hat Tripoli.
I was standing right there. He didn't say anything to her.
No, he waited till after you.
It was an exclusive conversation with me and the handler.
Right. But at the same time, after the handler was done handling you, and you thought the conversation was over, Travis scampered over during a quick intimate moment to make sure that some more conversation took place.
I said, hey girl, make sure you say what's up to Med Hat.
So you're going to stick with that, aren't you?
What, Med Hat?
Yeah.
You're still going to play that card?
What,
Med Hat? He's playing it, doubling down on it, and expecting to hit it big. That's what I know.
Do you remember the porn name?
No, it was Med Hat was the first name.
Triola, yeah.
Triola.
What was yours again?
It was Andre Evanwood.
That's probably the best one of the three.
Yeah.
What was yours again, Joel?
Barkley Kensington.
You sound like you should be doing like you should have like a white
a BBC show,
a white white robed hair, like an old.
Oh,
like
I thought you were going to make it racial and you didn't.
What
okay,
are you
my
talking
bad.
Talking about
yeah,
I'm talking about like the old regal hair, like the wigs they wear. Like, you should.
I might have an accent, but it's all real. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
See, first of all, you don't know, which is a good thing. But the fact that you said you do know scares me. So yeah, Nick's already making his presence felt. Nick, this is a big week for you. You enjoy this?
Yeah, this is my first Super Bowl radio row. I've been on a radio row before, but this is my first Super Bowl. So yeah, very because next year it's going to be in Minnesota, and everybody knows February.
But ask Colt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you firsthand.
I wouldn't want to go there.
You're probably not going to like it because you're going to have to bundle up.
Yeah.
Right.
But hate there cold are, weather.
But you do have to stay warm at night too. So
that's what I got my little doggy for.
Yo, what?
My little dog.
I was waiting for Travis to take that and run, and he did, so that's great. So I don't believe, yeah, your little doggy's probably not traveling with you.
No.
But your other little doggy needs love, too. Just keep that
just
in
one,
mind.
Just one dog now. Oh, never
at
mind.
At some point, well, would you reel him in for me, please?
Yes.
You throw these one-liners in so subtly, I don't even.
Well, that's part of the gift. That's part of the gift. So, at the same time, you guys are going to partake in festivities. Are you partaking in festivities tonight, Travis?
Tonight, well, yeah, I know Ike Taylor called me earlier, so.
I'm name dropping again, okay.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. I don't care. Me and Ike the Tyke might get together and go have a drink or something, you know, continue on this drinking I've been doing.
Defensive back from the Steelers, yeah.
You know, but, yeah, man, I'm just.
Nick, you're going to the media party?
Yes, tonight. I might do that NFL experience tomorrow.
You and I kind of walked through quickly yesterday.
Which was kind of cool.
But it's a very cool experience. It definitely is. I mean, you think about NBA Jam Session, all the ones I've seen in different cities. That was a step above in terms of the video presentation and a lot of the stuff that they had going on there. That's a pretty impressive scene downstairs. Did you walk through, Travis?
No, because, you know, I was only fortunate to get 2 days' worth of passes. So, you know, I don't get to walk too many places.
But if you're a fan, you should definitely come by because there's so many things to do.
I'm never
sure.
a fan. I bled sweat and tear for this. I'm not a fan, man. I'm a doer. You know what I mean? So I, at the same time, my kids are fans. So I might bring my kids, but outside
of
that, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think Ducey and the kids would like it.
Yeah, outside of that, I'm okay. I bled sweat and gave concussions in my body to this game.
You're still giving them to
you
me.
Know, you know, outside of that, I'm cool.
Okay. All right. So there's still a little bitterness about the day that's sitting in your craw. I understand. That we tried to clean it out like the bug stuck in the vent of Nick and I did that yesterday, by the way.
Are you grabbing the
that
guys,
was that was the
cheek cheese?
That's NFL me experience. At the NFL experience.
You look
behind
you,
the Packers jersey.
You look pretty old in this.
Yeah,
picture.
it's a bad look for me. I didn't like it either. But at the same time, here's the brain children that work with my wife at Channel 11, right? So Lisa and her co-host Russ did Channel 11 live from the NFL experience on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
So Sherry Williams, who's a great lady, who's out in the field and covering a lot of different events that's going on within the NFL experience, she goes upon all these mannequins of the fully geared up players from every team in the league, and then you sit behind it with your head on the – and you take the picture,
yeah,
right? Everybody's
course.
Seen them, right?
Yeah.
So Sherry Williams goes behind the Atlanta Falcons guy, and she says, well, I know it's not Matt Ryan – and I know it's not the kicker. Who's 17 on the Falcons? And I'm screaming through my television set as I'm watching this and babysitting Taylor. And I'm going, so I texted her, and they had all kinds of guesses. They're sending their production team to go and look it up. And I go, did you notice that every mannequin in a football uniform for every team in the league is wearing 17? There's a reason for that. Did you realize that the calendar year changed to 17 when we hit January 1st? That's probably the first indication that there's a theme there. This would be the Super Bowl of 2017, just saying.
That's a good one.
You are in the Space City, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out
why all the
mannequins are wearing 17. It is not that difficult a deal.
Well, you know what? That's how I feel when I watch like Chris Collinsworth or one of them guys who don't know jack about what they're watching, you know, and they get to talking, and they're like, well, you know, it looks like the guy had a cramp. Well, no, if you watch in slow motion, you see the guy roll over on his ankle, you know, and that's why he's holding his ankle while he's sitting on the ground. Like it's that
you
type
need
of
to
stuff.
Fall back on the facts. When you're not sure, don't speculate and guess. You have plenty of people working for you both in the truck and otherwise, that can get you the information pretty quickly with the 86 cameras they have in the building. But when you speculate and guess, and then they're at the same time the truck is showing a replay where you can see the ankle rollover, it's not a good look.
I hate that. I hate it.
All right, we got one segment left to go. We're going to break, and so am I. We're going to be back with a lot more to wrap up the show. ESPN 97.5, you're not funny.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred and AJ in the Blitz, who are also here under one roof and ready to blitz you with everything you need to know from Radio Row. Trap, we've had a good first day. A lot of good guests, a lot of fun and games. By the way, one thing we did find out, the bathroom is approximately 1.67 miles away from here.
Looks like I won't be going.
I just did. And I got a little workout in the process because that thing is nowhere near down the hall at the radio station. I can tell you that.
No, not at all.
This place is huge. And if you can think about this, and everybody that's seen the George R. Brown knows, it's all under one roof, and every single inch of this building is consumed with something to do with the National Football League.
Yeah.
And Radio Row is spread out. We have plenty of space. I don't know what that was, but that sounds like some of the last space that was being used.
You know, I always love this, not to cut you off.
As you always do.
But you know, like, you know what the meaning of this is, right?
Well, those are all the Super Bowl programs the different Super Bowls.
They were the cover of the tickets.
They were also the cover of the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I always love watching when they put these things up, because then I go back and look at the ones I've been at, and now I'm like, dang.
I do too, and I remember the one. Thankfully, the two that I was at, they won.
Yeah.
And I skipped the one in San Diego when the Packers lost to the John Elway-led Denver Broncos. But it's pretty cool. I mean, look, Radio Row here, definitely a neat scene. Everything's all spread out. Stations from all over the country, both radio and television. And for a guy like you, Travis, that played so many years in the league, it's kind of neat to be able to catch up and see so many different players that are still staying active, whether it be in the media or with the NFL or its programs like we saw with Anthony Munoz.
No question. I think that's the beauty of this entire week. I think another thing that which we got to remind people is, this is the week the Hall of Fame gets announced. You know what I mean? So I'm geeked. That's what I'm really geeked about is the selection process. Because, I mean, I think one of my former teammates in LaDainian Thomason should get in.
He's here in town with the NFL Network.
It's a few guys. T.O. probably should get in.
Yeah, I think he already should be in, but if not for his reputation.
Yeah, his reputation. But at some point, you got to leave that alone. And you know what the crazy part is? He didn't make the finals. But when you think about a guy like Darren Sharper, who should be a first ballot Hall of Famer and should get it, would be this year or next year, I think would be his year. That's going to be the interesting.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't think he's ever getting in.
He should.
And I know we've had this conversation before. And again, we shouldn't bring these up in the last segment because it's definitely a long time consuming conversation.
No,
but look, it's just like it's different, but it's the same when you talk about a guy like Pete Rose and should he be in as a player, as the all time hits leader. But with Darren Sharper, obviously a little different scenario where as a player, you are at the forefront of the list that says, look, as a player, he should go in. But people know a lot of what he's done. It's called
the National Football Hall of Fame. It's not the National Football People's Hall of Fame. They don't tell about what type of person you are, what type of good citizen you are.
And again, that's why I said we shouldn't have this in the last segment leading out of the show, because this is one that could go on for a great deal of time throughout the show, and we need a lot of time to dedicate to it. And it's something that we definitely will do in the future because of the fact that it's valid, because you bring up the argument that, look, there are plenty of guys, and you've told me this over and over again, that come into to a locker room, whether you were at Florida State or in your NFL career, that you don't know where they came from, you don't know what they've been through, and you don't know just because they're now putting on an NFL uniform or a major college uniform. It doesn't mean that it changes who they are, where they've been, and what kind of person that they are. Sometimes people can do that. Other times they struggle with it. When they struggle with it and you don't know, that's when more bad things happen. But you're saying draw the line in the sand. As a player, you think Darren Sharper should get in.
No question. I think as a player, he should get in. And as a person, if you want to say, if you want to put an asterisk by his name and say, was in jail when he got inducted, then you can do that. But as a player, you have to put him in. It's like almost saying if OJ would have been thought by the public of
court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm. If they would have thought that he did what he did beforehand, they still would allow OJ to come in because OJ was a trendsetter and a difference maker in his game, just like Darren Sharper was at the safety position.
You bring up valid points. Look, it's a discussion because it's a comparison that I don't think people put enough time and thought into. When you think about what you just said about O.J. Simpson, would that have affected his selection into the Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame had it gone down prior to those selections happening? I mean, that's something that you can kick around all day. But I think, again, this goes back to the overall discussion we've had for weeks now, which is we don't know, nor I don't know that anytime soon we will know, the criteria for selections to all these Hall of Fames and all these different, whether it be Hall of Fame in baseball, basketball, or football, or College Football Hall of Fame, or all the different selection committees that we talk about for all these different honors and awards. We most valuable player in each of the leagues, too, is another conversation for another day, but we don't know the criteria. Some people, and especially baseball writers that are either past their prime, maybe not even covering the sport anymore, but still have a vote and are voting. Now I like the transparency in terms of MLB with the fact that you can at least see who they voted for.
Yep.
But at the same time, we don't know the criteria. And no one's ever clearly defined the criteria for all of these different MVPs, Hall of Fames, things like that. And until we do know that, it sets everybody up for a great deal of conversation because there's going to be a great deal of controversy.
No question. Regardless, all the controversy that's involved with them guys, that's why it's a topic. It's always going to be a topic of conversation because you can't say this is the echelon of great players. You don't allow all the great players. When you look at a guy like
Darren Sharper,
not just Darren Sharper, but you look at a guy like Kevin Green, who just got in,
yep.
You know, and he was,
waited a long time.
He waited a long time. He's a squeak clean guy. Just became the new Jets outside linebacker coach. When you look at a guy like Kevin Green, he just did not. Yeah, they gave him a job yesterday. When
he left Green Bay and said he wanted to take some time off,
he did take time off. He took a couple years off.
Wow.
And then, but you know, the great part about it is the Hall of Fame lost all credibility with guys like that not being in. When you got guys of those names, guys of those stats, and that stature that's not in your hall, your hall loses a lot of credibility of being what it's supposed to be.
So it's definitely a discussion that we can continue to have on Twitter. We'll have discussions the rest of the week. I do hope to see you the rest of the week, my friend, because it has been a pleasure, even though it has been Travis Johnson Radio. And you know that we are tighter than a stripper's G-string when it comes to our friendship, so that's never going to change. You have been huge today because, like Babe Winkleman back on the Saturday morning fishing shows, you were reeling them in and reeling and dealing, and that's always something that we love and appreciate. Travis Johnson is here. I am here, Joel Blank. Nick Sharara is again trying to kibitz his way through Radio Row to make sure that he finds dates, makes appointments, and gets invitations to parties. At the same time, Nick has his pea coat on, if you know what I mean. And it's not just for that sporty Tom Brady look. Nick's looking for that pea coat to be the introduction to Flashing 101 by about 9 o'clock tonight. That's why Nick Sharara is the man with a plan, and we just follow it like...
We follow like a plan.
Like a man can. Yeah, how about that? The Blitz is next. AJ and Fred are coming up as we turn it over to them, and they continue from Radio Row. We'd like to give a special shout-out and thanks to Sprint. Sprint made it all possible for us. Like I said, check the website for all the appearances going on around Sprint stores throughout the town all week long. But we appreciate them also being a part of putting us on Radio Row. For Travis, for Joel, for Nick, and for David Philpott back at the studio, we want to say thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, ESPN 97.5.
This is Sprint Week.